Middle East trip. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. President Biden is in Israel as White House officials are trying to plan ahead for his visit to Saudi Arabia.
The Israel leg of this trip is not as mired in potential pitfalls as the second stop in Saudi Arabia, where the president will be meeting with the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as part of this overall push to ramp up oil production to bring down prices and thereby bring down inflation, hopefully. But because of the Saudis' record on human rights and the not-so-small problem that the CIA thinks that the Crown Prince signed off on the murder of a U.S. journalist, the White House is pretty leery of a photo op, so they came up with a plan where Biden would avoid shaking hands for the duration of his time abroad.
Fox's Jackie Henry. Meanwhile, the latest consumer price index report shows inflation rose 9.1% year over year in June, with food costs up over 10% and energy costs up 40%. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blames Democrats' federal spending for the inflation.
These are staggeringly bad numbers, and they were fueled directly by the reckless spending spree that Democrats rammed through on party line just last year.
Democrats are blaming the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on supply chains and Russia's invasion of Ukraine for the inflation and predict falling gas prices will be reflected in next month's report. Plus, Senate Republicans are urging the Biden administration to change course in dealing with illegal immigration.
Top Senate Foreign Relations Committee Republican Jim Risch says new legislation isn't necessarily needed to reduce the number of migrants crossing the southern border.
But we haven't in front of you is a blueprint for the next administrations to deal with this critical problem.
Risch says illegal migration increased after the Biden administration ended Trump-era policies. Democrats criticized Trump administration policies as undermining humanitarian obligations.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
A cost of living crisis sparked in part by higher fuel and food prices is expected to hit women the hardest, according to a report from the World Economic Forum. The organization says a gender gap in the global labor forces is only getting wider and that the hoped-for recovery from the growing gap hasn't materialized as expected as the COVID-19 crisis has eased. The forum defines the goal of gender equality around four main factors: salaries and economic opportunity, education, health, and political empowerment. The report says it will now take 132 years to reach gender parity. Meanwhile, the co-founder of Microsoft and one of the richest men in the world is ramping up his giving.
Bill Gates is giving away about a fifth of his fortune, donating $20 billion to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation so it can increase its annual spending. The addition meant to ease what he calls the significant suffering caused by global setbacks, such as the pandemic. Also, for instance, the 71 million people pushed into poverty since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. According to the United Nations Development Program, the crisis is mainly due to food and energy price surges. Households in the Balkans, the Caspian Sea region, and sub-Saharan Africa have been hit particularly hard.
Fox's Lillian Wu. And one North Carolina County Republican Party plans to hold a month-long raffle of guns and ammo to raise money, and the organizer is defending the decision.
The Forsyth County Republican Party in North Carolina will hold a month-long gun raffle starting in September, and the organizer, Vernon Robinson, Robinson told the Winston-Salem Journal they hope to raise around $10,000. The Forsyth County Democratic Party chair told the Journal it's not surprising given the extremist nature of the Republican Party. Kevin Farmer called it cavalier and irresponsible. Local gun dealer Atlas Firearms is selling the weapons to the GOP at wholesale, and raffle winners have to have passed a background check and will have to show that they have a concealed carry permit.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.